Hola, welcome to Golden Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle. Back with another episode. I want to mention you must be 21 years of age or older to tune in to this podcast. Again, you must be 21 years of age or older to tune into this podcast. If you're not, you need to exit stage left, right, up, down, the diagonals. I don't know. But check a deuce. or a marble, was it? I don't remember. I had too many sayings as a child. And I made so many songs. I'm surprised I didn't grow up to be a songwriter. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. This episode is going to be about my little adventure I had this weekend. I had a really good weekend. Because I ended up getting some dicks. That's always great. That is always a great weekend. Actually, I had sex with Mr. Tall, who I haven't had sex with since the first episode I made about Mr. Tall, which was like back in November-ish. I don't know. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to start off by what I did do this weekend. So the irony in all of this is I went to 2 sex parties and didn't have sex. Now, as I spoke about on my last episode, I'm mainly a voyeur. And for those who don't remember what a voyeur is, it's basically someone who likes to watch people have sex. I am a voyeur for the most part, but this voyeur can play, and if I am playing, I do like the attention of being watched. Now, sometimes, you know, being a voyeur, I get so turned on, I want to have sex. Basically, or something turns me on to want to have sex. And that actually happened this weekend. I would have had sex at probably at least one of the parties. I feel like both, actually. I probably would have had sex at both. Or did something sexual, whether it was give head or get head. I would have definitely participated and at both sex parties. But so let me take it back. So this weekend, I went to New York. I got up there Friday night. There was a mansion party on Friday night, and then Saturday night there was a kinky game night. So I'm like, okay, I might as well just spend the weekend up there because it's 2 events I want to go to. So I'm talking to a few folk in New York. I talked to a few men, just like talking, nothing serious. But one of them really likes me and I like him as well. But it's given more so like, I like you, like boyfriend vibes, not like I just want to fuck you. So I haven't talked to someone like that in a long time, and I probably handled this situation all the way wrong, so forgive me. So funny thing is, I met him at a sex party. So I have to give him a name, right? I'm going to call him, because he reminds me of one, Mr. Teddy Bear. The Mr. just makes things, make men sound grown. So Mr. Teddy Bear, that's what I'm going to name him. That's what he reminds me of. So Mr. Teddy Bear, we have been talking. I met him at a sex party back in, I don't know. Was it the last party I went to in New York? I'm not sure. But we met at the end of the night. We talked, we exchanged numbers, and so on. So like I said, when we started talking, it seems as if he does actually like me, you know, like me. Now, I'm saying this because being as though I'm in a lifestyle, and just men in general, they just be wanting to fuck. But I don't get that from him. I don't get those vibes. So we've been communicating via phone. He travels a lot for work. And I'm a mom, single mom. So, you know, there's that. So he's been saying, we're going to link. So I'm like, well, I'm already planning on going to New York for the weekend, so I might as well, you know, link with him. We've been trying to link, see if he want to go to a party. Then the party that I met him at, he said that was his first one. So he said he was open to going to others. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we went to, so I met him at the Airbnb he got for the weekend, and I'm dead tired Friday. I'm just exhausted. Like, I don't really even want to go to the party anymore. I got up there a lot later than I expected, and I think the rules were like after 1 o'clock they're not letting you in. So I'm like, I need a nap though. So I took maybe like a 20 to 30 minute nap. Got dressed. He was already like washed, so he was just hanging out, and boom, we go, we get dressed, we go to the party. Let me tell you about this New York motherfucking traffic. Now, I've been in New York quite a number of times. The last couple of times I drove, shit, I went up to New York to get my car, actually. Man, it's like when you're on your way somewhere, I have never seen the traffic like that. Like, every time you turn around, there was a problem. Like, it delayed us like a whole 30 minutes. I was just like, oh my God, that man is not going to let us in, right? Mind you, this is my first party going to this guy's part, that throws these parties. First time going to his parties. So I'm not sure how strict he is. Hoping he's not as strict. I mean, like I said, people say it, but at the end of the day, people pay their money to get in. Shit happens, right? So we get there. It's all we like. It's considered what Mr. Teddy Bear said, basically, is the suburbs of the Bronx. So that area we were in, like Westchester, New York. So we go to this mansion. It's up on a hill, Jesus. So no, barely any parking on the street, but we find parking, walk up to the hill, knocking on the door. It has this huge, what are them things called? I don't even know. But like them old fashioned knockers. I'm calling it a knocker. And you can hear people in there. So someone's like, it's a door. So they finally open the door, come in, check in, boom. So we got to the party about 1:30. Mind you, party's over at 4, unless you're VIP, which we weren't. So we get in, nice looking black folk. Like, there was some beautiful black people in there. Not as crowded as I thought it would be, being as though it was a mansion. I feel like we just was like in a section of the mansion, because like, it just had to be a cutoff or something. It's definitely a mini mansion though. It had a number of rooms. The very top floor was completely open. The second level had like 4 bedrooms, maybe. I'm not sure. I know the one bedroom had a full blown, like the bathroom was the size of a room. It had this huge tub and it had a walk-in shower. It was nice. The downstairs had like two living rooms, the kitchen. There was this space, probably was a dining room, but it was set up for a guy there that was doing BDSM. It's a black guy there. He had his two subs who were white women. And I'm only laughing because, so when we got there, basically they were going over the rules and regulations. So he was going over the rules and everybody was free to go play. Now, what I will say is people actually were playing. Like, I did see a good amount of action, because you never know with a sex party. It could be up, it could be down. It's just like, depends on the people that's there and their comfortability. Mainly their comfort. So, like, either oral was going on or full-blown sex was going on in, like, a number of the rooms. Or even upstairs on the top floor, which was where the action began. It was this couple up there fucking. And I was just sitting there watching them, you know, being my voyeur self, walking around. with Mr. Teddy Bear, and he was just like, he needed to smoke or something. So he finally gets some weed. So he's smoking. I know we did watch some Impact play. So the guy that's the Dom, so he is spanking this woman. I don't know who the bottom was, but sis, she was taking that shit. Because he was hitting her with all kind of instruments. But the funniest part of the night was he was punching her. So, like, we're watching and, like, kind of tune out, talking. I'm talking with Mr. Teddy Bear. But, I happened to look over and I was like, oh, my God, is he punching her? We were cracking up. Like, that man was giving her straight uppercuts to the ass. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I ever seen anyone be punched before. That shit was crazy. And then the music the man was playing was like this heavy, like, metal rock type music. So Mr. Teddy Bear was like, of course this ass will punch her. Like, let's look the fuck he listening to. Oh, my God. That shit was so funny. Like, you just had to see it. So we watched a little bit more of that. Go upstairs and Mr. Teddy Bear wants to smoke, like I said. So I don't think you can smoke in the house. So where the main master bed was with the huge bathroom, there's also like a patio. Like through the bathroom, there's a patio. So I go sit in the bathroom and let Mr. Teddy Bear rolls up and then he goes outside to smoke. So when he goes outside to smoke, I just start roaming by myself. I go in this one room and it's this couple in there, fucking nice looking couple. The man had a girthy ass dick, he had a nice size dick. The girl, she has a big ass. It's just, it looks beautiful. Watching them fuck, good time. Now, I guess it was too much of a good time because everyone started watching them fuck. So when I walked up, it was this guy inside the room sitting in the closet watching. I was just thought that was weird. Everyone else is like at the door. So it's me and like another person, but more people start being attracted to the room. Oh, God. Next thing I know, this guy who's drunk, he was eating this other girl's coochie earlier. He comes in with his bottle. He's trying to make the girl take a shot while getting the back shot. She, mind you, she in the moment, eyes closed. He over top of her like, huh, take this shot. Dropping this bottle. Then the girl who coochie he was eating, she comes in and she's rubbing up on the guy and she's trying to get some from him. And it just was a lot going on. He was laughing it off, but I think they really fucked up his mood. Like, so he's like, I think she asked him something. Now, I think he was willing to, you know, fuck with the girl, of course. But he was just like, everybody got to get out or something. Because it just was coming overwhelming. So the drunk one with the bottle talking about some, everybody got to get out, everybody. I'm like, you're probably the number one person they want to get out. Because one of the rules was like, voyeurism is welcome. But you have to be quiet. Like, which is a rule I just recently learned. He was nowhere near quiet. And so I was, let me just walk off. But I noticed that the host, and I like what he was doing, and I said, I'm going to implement this. In my parties, he was going around opening the doors. He said, you cannot close doors. Mind you, because we are in a house. Like, if you go to a sex club, they have those options to have, like, open or private. But it's a club. Like, they have the space for that. We're talking about a house. Even though this is a mansion, we're still talking about a house here. It's not like your home. So to go in that room and close the door, he like, no. Which people still was doing, and he was going around opening them back up. For some reason, a lot of people did, like, you know, the door closed. So then that's when Mr. Teddy Bear winds up. No, he didn't come back from smoking. I go upstairs to the top floor that's completely open. When I get up there, so there's like this bar, nice ass bar in there, on the top floor. There's the couple, they're not fucking anymore, but the man is like sucking on the woman's toes and kissing her feet. I don't think anybody else was fucking. up there. No, no one was fucking, but it was another girl getting some impact play done on her. And a couple people wanted to try on her, or she was asking people to try. So that's, I was watching them do that. There was like this little room off to the side, all the way in the back. I went back there. It was someone back there sucking dick. So it's like, they seemed to want to be in private side, you know. I just walked off and watched the girl who wanted to be spanked. Watch people come up and spank her or whatever. And she was just, you know, conversing. We all having a conversation. So this light-skinned dude, tall, handsome fella, comes. He's been looking at me, but he comes over. I'm not saying anything or doing anything. Mainly because I'm with Mr. Teddy Bear. Now, we kind of had a conversation on the way to the party. And we kind of had the same conversation again later. And from what I picked up from our conversation is, like I said, he does like me. So it's just given, no, I can't play with anyone. Not with him being in the, not with me coming to a party with him. I just can't. Yeah, that's what I got from it. Like, we had a conversation and, I mean, it was basically, you're free to do whatever you want. And I said the same thing, but what I've experienced from a lot of men is they'll say that, but they do not mean it. Which I explained to him too. I've had that happen. And it wasn't until I'm in the act and it's just, that would, like, yeah, it was, I shouldn't have did it. Me, on the other hand, when I actually say to anybody, like any partner that I'm going anywhere with, when I actually say it, I actually mean it. Like, you're free to do whatever you want. You're grown. And I'm poly. So, I don't give a damn. Long as you're safe and clean, and long as we ain't out here fucking crackheads, like, or people are extremely dirty, long as you're being safe, like I said, and clean, I don't really care. Plus, I'm a voyeur. That shit turns me on. Seeing you being pleased, shit, who knows? I don't know. Hopefully it'll be a time I get to see you enjoy. I don't know. With someone. I haven't made it to a partner like that yet. And the only person I will say that I like going to parties with and I'm comfortable with when they say they don't mind what I do and they don't care what I do and they actually mean that shit is Mr. South. Like, that is my, like, that's my baby. You get on my fucking nerves, but that's my baby. And we do our own thing. Like, we was just at the Caribbean pineapple party together. We'll fuck around, play around, dance with each other, maybe a little, you know, a little action, but he gonna do his own thing, I gonna do my own thing. Like, we're friends, so that's that. So I'm like trying to stay away from any action. I'm just literally walking around watching people. I'm not making eye contact with no niggas. I wasn't smiling because, unfortunately, you know, y'all know I suffer from this disease. So I'm smiling most likely 10 times out of 10. But I'm not making eye contact. I don't want a nigga think I'm smiling at him. If they give me, they say something to me, I give them little conversation, real short, like, and I was trying to do that with this one. And he's actually my type, this tall, light-skinned guy. He comes over and he said something to me, like I said, real short, or I might have like giggled or something. I don't think I even said anything. So he was like, you know, came over. He's like, my name is, what's your name? So I told him my name, shook his hand, and he kisses my hand when I go to shake his hand. Like, sorry, get away from me. In my head. So we hold a little conversation because, like, shortly after Mr. Teddy Bear walks up. I was like, where you was at? Or whatever. So I was just like, I'm, you know, roaming around. So I stepped back, like, from the guy. And I'm, you know, moved next to Mr. Teddy Bear to let him see, you know, I'm with him. So we're talking. But while we're talking, he grabs my hand on the opposite side of where Mr. Teddy Bear is. So Mr. Teddy Bear is on my right. He's on my left. He grabs my hand and he's just fondling with my hand. I'm like, I'm doing it back for a while, but I'm like, stop it. I had to take my hand away. Like, because this is what we're not going to do. Again, because I don't think it's okay, even a little bit. told me and Mr. Teddy Bear winds up going downstairs. And I'm like, I just need a nap. Especially because the drive, we stayed in Brooklyn this weekend. And we're in like Westchester. The drive was like an hour. Would have been 45 minutes without traffic. But on average, an hour, between 45 to an hour. And it took us an hour and a half to get there. So I'm like, I just need a little nap. So he was like, well, we go anywhere and take a nap. I was like, I don't want to be at a sex party going to sleep. Because I just feel like that looks like the person's bored. But it's literally, I just be tired. And I mean, I do it, though. I take naps all the time. So I was like, let me try to find a room that nobody's in. But most of the rooms occupied. Jesus. But I found, it was a couple in this room fucking in the dark. But the door was open. So when they're done, they're leaving out. Me and Mr. Teddy Bear go in there, lay on the bed. So I had hit my ankle and it was swollen. So it's actually a lot better and had a lot better than it had been that entire week. So he was like, he was gonna give me a massage. So he's rubbing my ankle and my calf and I'm just laying on the bed. So the tall, light skinned guy comes in with this big girl, nice looking big chocolate chick. And they kissing and they about to get in there. Like, I don't think they see us. They just, like, going in with each other. So, voyeur, okay. So, I'm just watching. And I'm like, do y'all want the bed? And she starts sucking his dick first, I think. Then I'm like, do y'all want the bed? And they was like, no. But then it was a matter of fact, yes, we do. So, we got up and we left out and we let them. They start fucking on the bed. I wanted to watch more, but I was like, yeah, I don't kind of want to watch because I'm actually getting turned on. And this is Mr. Teddy Bear third party he went to. First one is when he met me at. The second one, he went with his friend she's heavy in the lifestyle. I see her at a lot of parties when I go to New York parties. So, yeah. It's not really his thing. It's new to him. He's definitely not having sex in public. I already got that from him. And I told him that I'm a voyeur for the most part. But when I have had sex at parties, it's with the person I came with. Like, only one time I didn't have sex with the person I came with. And that was because I thought I was coming by myself. That was originally what I was going to do. And the person came and met me at the party. And I had already told that person, like, listen, just because we coming in together, don't mean I'm obligated to sleep with you. Like, I was going to this party as a single woman, so that's the ticket I had paid for. So he said, oh, no, cool. And I wound up having sex with somebody, like, in the bathroom somewhere, so he didn't even know what happened. Well, I mean, at breakfast the next day, I told him. But he didn't know what happened at the time. So anywho, that's just, like I said, men are too jealous for me, and I just don't ever like any kind of anything. Because, like I said, people say they can handle things, but sometimes they can. And it's been situations where things gotten bad and men wind up fighting or people wind up fighting. And I just don't ever want to be a part of anything like that. Because, yeah, I love black people and I just want to promote peace and tranquility. But anywho, I promote peace. So I'm like, I don't ever want it to be a Tom. I know, like I said, I'll talk to a man and they'll say that shit all day, but especially if I get a feel, it's just be awkward. So this was getting awkward. Because I'm getting horny now. Like, because of this action going on, I am a bit horny. I do want to have sex, but I can't have sex with anybody at this party because I want Mr. Teddy Bear. And that's just not going to go over well. Because he really likes me. And then he not having sex in front of people. And if I'm going to have sex with a partner I came with, I want to let's have sex. Like, I'm on either side of the extreme always. There's really rarely a happy medium with me. So it's just like, I'm going to watch. If I'm going to fuck, I'm going to fuck and everybody's going to see me fuck. So that's how I am. Like, don't get it fucked up because I'm a voyeur for the most part that I won't fuck. I will. I do a lot of shit. But if I'm going to do this shit, I'm not trying to hide behind anybody's door. Like, we gonna do this shit. We gonna do this shit. Yeah, that was happening. So I didn't get that vibe from him. So I was just like, let me not even push it, you know. So eventually we go sit down on the couch and it's cold a little bit. So I grab this huge blanket and bundle up and we sleep on the couch. It's funny because somebody came downstairs and told me, y'all look so cute. Y'all smiling in your sleep. I know my ass always smiling. So, but that was that. So we leave. 4 a.m. rolls around. People got to get out because after that, only VIP could stay. So, I mean, I'm tired anyway. I'm ready to go. It doesn't matter. Boom. We drive back to Brooklyn and, you know, go to sleep. So we sleeping hard. We sleep until like probably like we slept to like 12, 1 the next day. The next day was just woo. It rained. We were supposed to do something he had lined up that he said was like a mini hike or some kind of endurance thing. But it rained, so we couldn't do it, which is fine for me. I just wound up laying in the bed. So we were supposed to meet up with his best friend, the one I said that is heavily in the lifestyle. But I wanted to get pizza from Cuts and Slices. I also wanted to get Supreme Empanadas. Those were the two places I told him I wanted to eat at while being up there. Child, we go to Cuts and Slices, standing in line for 3 hours in the rain. Took up my whole day. That shit wore me out. When I got back, I needed a nap. He hops in the shower, and he's like, you know, I'm tired. So then I get my ass up and I get dressed. But by the time we do all that, it's like way late, like way late. So his friend that we're supposed to go see, his best friend, she keep calling. I hear him like, she probably over us because we're supposed to come. And like by the time we were standing in line for the pizza, we're supposed to be at her house. So then party that we were going to actually wound up location changing, and it was going to be at a hotel which was close to his best friend's house. So he was like, we're going to pick her up and then go to the party. But by the time we get to her house, she's like, her date is taking her to the party. So it was only around the corner. So boom, we go to the party, the hotel party. Now we get in there, mind you, I just put these motherfucking clothes on because I just got dressed. So he's supposed to be videographing or doing photography for the party because that's his profession. But he doesn't really want to, I don't think. And yeah, I don't know. That was getting a little awkward too because he brought the camera out but put it away. I'm like, she didn't say anything. Well, you say something to her because mind you, we're supposed to be here at 12. We're just getting here at 12:30. So we are late, like 12:36, I think, to be exact. But that's neither here nor there. So we're in the bedroom. She tells us where the closets and stuff are. It's a hotel, but it's like two rooms connected. Suite style. So she's like, you know, this is where you put your stuff and yada, yada. So I put my bag up in the closet, but I'm sitting on the bed talking to him. And me and Mr. Teddy Bear talking, and she was just like, good people, can y'all dress now? So I was like, oh, okay. I ain't playing. I mean, again, we are late, though. Gotcha. Everybody is dressed down. So that's what we did. This was actually a good night. And I really enjoyed it and really wanted to go because I'm having a kinky game night. I've been had the idea, but I mean, you know, you're not the only one with good ideas. So I just wanted to see how she, you know, was running it. This is how I do my research. So if someone's doing something that you already want to do, why not go check out and see how they have it running? All right, because this will be my first kinky game night and only my second party that I'm having coming up on April 29th. So y'all make sure y'all save the date. Come support your girl. But, I was definitely, like, interested in coming to see what was going on. But the games ain't started yet, so I was like, cool, we didn't miss anything. Dressed down, and it's, you know, it's small in there, so it's intimate. So she makes this announcement how it's small and it's intimate in here, so we gonna have sex. She was just like, what else you came for? it's a small crowd, you need to be having sex. I'm like, she's like, because I heard of people coming to parties and not having sex. And I swear to God, this was not me being guilty. She looked at me like she was talking the opposite direction, but she turned her head and I feel like she looked straight at me. Because I've been to a couple of New York parties at this point. Okay, maybe a few times, a couple, but I've been at a few. And I've been going to some of the same, not the same parties, but like the lifestyle party thing is pretty big in New York. And there are groups that kind of like, or cliquish kind of, I want to say. And they all support each other and things like that. So this particular group or clique kind of support each other. So I've seen their faces a few times. They see mine. And yeah. And I've been a voyeur. And I've been a voyeur at all their parties. So yeah. That's that. So I'm like, oh shit. It's getting real. Mind you, definitely not. Mr. Teddy Bear is not having sex. So, and I can't have sex with anyone else. So now I'm like, oh God, this is a lot of pressure. I don't even know what to do. I'm like, should we leave? Like, I don't know. So, you know, we get to introduce ourselves and it, you know, that's kind of common too, introductions. So everyone says their name or what name they go by, and people start talking about what they do for a living, which was not one of the questions. It was more so, with you buy straight, come to play, like, and I mentioned I'm a voyeur for the most part. After introductions, we get into the game. So the game is, I don't know, it was a card game that was made for lifestyle events, and this game was real. Like, this was definitely, she wasn't lying about, this is like a night to fuck, because this game held no punches. And I was like, I'm buying this game. I wouldn't use it at my first party, especially since it holds no fucking punches. Like, that could be a lie for some people. Like, and even in that intimate setting, a couple of people was like, yikes. Like, it was a lot. Like, straight dive into that shit. I think the first card I picked said I had to give someone, had to pick someone and give them head, oral, yeah, for a minute. Now, I would have done it on a regular day. But again, I'm with Mr. Teddy Bear, so I don't think it's happening. And they said you can use your partner, but he's not doing it. And again, I can't do it to anybody else. So take that card away, which I had to switch out. So we did the card game. A little, you know, it was fun. I actually enjoyed it. I actually liked the cards. Like I said, but it's definitely like no who and no punches. Like, it's definitely a lifestyle card party. Like, I mean, cards, lifestyle cards for a party that's for the lifestyle, because yeah, it holds no punches. It's for people who are really about their life. And I think it will really be fun for people who are about their life. It was pretty fun for us. But we had to tweak it a couple. Like, some stuff was like a minute, 5 minutes. We tweaked it to maybe 60 seconds, you know, or 2 minutes. One thing I did do was, my card, the next card that I pulled said, you know, make up a dare or a question that you think, you know, has been asked or used yet. So I did everyone take off a piece of clothing. And because, like I said, I know everyone's not comfortable. I was like, shoes count, socks count. But I had on shoes, but I just took off my one piece, my lingerie. And then another card was saying that a guy had to use a woman's favorite toy on her. So I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. I guess the host heard me. So she's like, come on, do it. I was like, all right, let me just pee first and then get my favorite toy. She offered me some toys, but I was like, I'm just going to use my toy. Got it for him. So I let him use this double-edged dildo that I got from Kinky Choice. It's a double edge. I bought it actually for, I was supposed to have some lesbian sex. That never happened. But I like that it doubled also as a solo toy. So you could bend it. It's bendable. So that's what he did. And I showed him how I use it. So he put one end in me, the other end on my clit. I definitely called this shit right. Because Mr. Teddy Bear, I don't remember seeing him when I let the guy do it. I don't remember seeing him in the crowd. Like, he was there, but he was, like, on his phone a lot, I know. But it's definitely, like, he kind of, like, was looking the opposite direction. Like, he wasn't trying to look. So, it was giving, yeah, I definitely called the right play. So, that was all I did at the party. But people do start having sex. And then this one lady, living out my fantasy, child. She was having MFM, and I was like, oh, one day that's going to be me. But, yeah, so now I'm really turned on, which started to show wrong. Now, I'm turned on, so I'm horny. I will take a step back. Me and Mr. Teddy Bear, we did oral that morning. Because the night before, I did get horny at the party. So when I woke up, I just wanted my coochie. So I woke up, you know, he's kissing on me and stuff. And he's sucking on my breasts. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm not with my coochie. I started to just push his head down there. But I said, like, I won't be real. He was like, oh, you got to ask. So he, you know, eat my coochie. I come and kept going. It kept going. Lord. It was great. I gave him head. Not until he came, though. But I gave him head. And that was all we did. So now, here we are at this party. I'm horny again. Like I said, he's not going to have sex in front of people. So again, it's either I'm watching or I am going to be full blown in this shit. So it's not giving full blown. And I definitely can't fuck nobody in here. And niggas are trying to, like, or ask me, I'm with somebody. Like, you see, put my head there. So now I am getting a little, I don't know. They say you're hangry when you're angry and hungry. I'm not necessarily angry, but I'm horny and irritated. So is it horny? I don't know. But it's like, that's kind of what's happening. And because I'm also a solo travelers, like, I literally do damn about everything by myself, especially parties, like, because it's not everybody's cup of tea. So I'm used to roaming and just moving on my own, like, and the only other person I really go to parties with is Mr. South, who, again, we do our own thing. We may come together or buy a ticket together, but we are solo, both of us solo flyers, so he do his own thing. So it's not like he up on me or anything. I mean, I may have times when I'm around him. He may have times when he's around me. But we're moving on our own for the most part, even though we may have came together. And so that's kind of what I'm used to. But that ain't what Mr. Teddy Bear is into because, again, he's Mr. Teddy Bear for a reason. He likes me. It's small and intimate in here. And I'm sure he's getting turned on as well because people are having sex. So he keeps coming up to me, you know, hugging on me, kissing on me. And I was, you know, but I'm like, kind of don't want to be bothered or touched because I'm not going to be doing anything right now. So, yeah, that's how it came out. And, I mean, he did suck my breast at one point. And even still then, I was just like, I'm not trying to get even more hornier. Like, so I was just like, I kept walking away from him and stuff. And it didn't help none that my phone was going, well, it wasn't going on, but I kept getting texts, and I was entertaining the text. I should have just ignored them. But the text was from Mr. Gray, who, you know, lives in North Jersey, and he was at a party, but he knew about the party I was at, and he said he wasn't going to be able to make it originally, but now he's talking about some, see if I could come, and I'm like, Lord, no. Because if you come, no, that probably would have been the best predicament. The good thing is, because the hotel she had it at, like, she had to buzz people in and out. Like, she literally, like, to get on the elevator, you needed a cart. So she was just saying she couldn't bring any more people up. So I was like, cool. Because I don't know how I would have played that joint because the hormones were raging. I probably would have just dipped off in the bathroom. Like, no, I wouldn't have. But, yeah, so that's where I'm at with it. I go to sit down on the couch next to Mr. Teddy Bear. And he's like, you want to play when we get back to the spot? And I was like, I'll think about it, you know. Because, no, I don't, actually. I want to play right now. Like, if I'm going to do this shit, like I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I don't. Yeah. Idealistically, play here and when we get back. But that's neither here nor there. That wasn't happening. And, yeah. I mean, I could tell that kind of ruined the vibe. Because my vibe just, I can't keep a poker face for shit. And it was just like, I wasn't trying to either. Because I'm horny and irritated. Like, and then all these people keep asking me to play. And then this one guy, I swear, he just kept giving me the eyes. And I tried to avoid it for a long time, but I started giving him the eyes back. Like, and I mean, that's all I was giving him was eyes, though. But he just kept coming away like, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm here with somebody. That's all I kept saying. But it was a good night. It was a good night. We had played another game. This card game is actually one that she had made up. She had, like, cards. They were kind of big, like 5x7, that she laminated. And she put little statements or things to do on. And I was like, great, my thing. Like, because this originally, my icebreaker was going to be like that. I was going to make up truth or dare cards. But I'm going to save that for another party. So my one card was to lick chocolate syrup off someone's inner thigh. So of course, you know, I did Mr. Teddy Bear, and I think that probably would turn them on. But I told him I'll see. So yeah, it's just, yeah, my vibe was cute. We went back home and just went to sleep. I'm like, I get up early anyway. We gotta be out of here by 12. Like, I'm just going to sleep. So got up the next morning, got ready. And went, you know, home, basically. But I did have a good time at the parties. Wish I could have played, but I was just like, yeah. I came to a realization, and I'm just learning myself more and more every day, that, yeah, I'm not going to be going to parties with people who ain't about this life. Granted, typically, I seem like the person that's not about this life because I'm a voyeur, but that's a real motherfucking kink. And the crazy part is, like, I'm a voyeur, not in a sense that I'm just going to watch. I do like to watch so I can get to a point where I am going to join in and fuck. It just has to be somebody that I want to fuck. I typically would fuck people that I know. So that was like in the beginning. But I think I'm past the stage of only fucking motherfuckers that I know or people that I came with. I think I could probably fuck some strangers. that's how I felt this weekend. I was ready to fuck some strangers. I have fucked strangers. So, I mean, I think I'm more comfortable with it happening. So, yeah. So, since I'm kind of moved off of that, I moved off from that. I'm like, yeah, I could see me watching until I want to join with somebody I, you know, not want to fuck, though. Or stop going. So, anyhow, that's what the conclusion I came up with. And I was just like, yeah, me and Mr. Teddy Bear, we have to go on regular type of, I don't know what dates to call, per se to call them, but yeah, we gonna have to do regular shit because that ain't for us to do. Because it's only gonna make me mad and not like them. So I was like, yeah, that ain't something that we should be doing. Which I need to relay that message to him. So now moving on, I'm on my way home, horny. So I'm like, I need to fuck. Like, so I was coming up with this in my head before I even left New York. I'm like, who I'm gonna fuck though? Like, so I'm like, could go back to my sexual soulmate because last encounter we didn't have sex, you know. But I just don't want to go there. Like, it's really time to just leave that shit. Where is it? Now, if you reach out to me or something, I probably will bite the bait. But I'm just not. That's not where I should be going. Mr. Delaware, my fucking bastard. We just, it ain't it between us. And then I was like, Mr. Tall, like, We had one sexual encounter. The dick is big and it's good. Yeah, I'm going to give him a go again. I mean, he's reached out. We just haven't been able to have the time. So let me just see. Ask him, how you doing? What you doing? He told me, asked me how I was doing, horny. We ain't about to play. Let's just cut to the motherfucking chase. I am horny. So this is why I'm hitting you up. So he was like, how can I be of service? Oh, well, let's go. So one thing I like about him is that we share that adventurous aspect. So he will do some shit, which I need right now. Because I just need some good adventurous sex. So I'm like, let's, it's nice out too. So I was like, let's go somewhere. So he's like, where are we going? It's this spot called Graffiti Pier here in Philly. That's like a little spot where people go tour or whatever. Actually, my friend from the UK came down here and went, and I didn't even know it existed. So I was like, let's go over there. So I get to Graffiti Pier. It's popping. It's motherfucking a lot of people out here. People doing photo shoots. Motherfuckers playing bands and shit. It's on the side. You got, in different parts, you got people playing musical instruments. I'm like, and then you got people tagging. I'm like, fuck. So we get there, I'm like, yeah, this place is popping. I don't know. So we travel right around, find somewhere to go. I'm like, oh my God. And people are out. So I'm like, let's just go to Fairmount Park. He was like, I don't really like that part. So the whole time he was thinking about having sex in the car. My thought process was we was getting off the car. I'm a big girl. Like, I just, car sex ain't for me. I already told y'all that. So he was like, oh, I didn't know. Yes. So now they opened up our options. It took us a minute because we had to go from where we was to Fairmount Park, to look around Fairmount Park. I want to say we definitely looked for a minute, like 30 minutes probably plus. Finds the spot. Well, I'm like, we going to find the spot. So I pulled over. I'm like, this is where we going to do. We going to walk. So we're going to walk down. We're going to walk Fairmount Park and find a little nook or cranny because it's going to be easier on foot. And he was like, he agreed. So we're walking and we get to this, like, baseball field. And I was like, maybe behind there. I'm like, because it's so far off from the main, like, street. Can't nobody see if we was fucking back there. I got my blanket. We're going to go back there. So we're walking. We get back there. And then when we get back there, it's even deeper. I'm like, it's even deeper. Like, it's some wooded area. And he had mentioned earlier he had seen a log, and I don't know what it was about a log, but it was some big-ass logs out there. Like, you could sit, we fucked, okay? So, he was like, perfect. I laid the blanket down, we sat down, smoked a little bit, and then I gave him head. Mind you, not only was, like, on New York, that night I came in, I was tired, but my back was hurting really bad, and my throat started getting sore the night before. So my throat kind of better because I've been drinking a lot of tea, but the last couple of days being in New York, I ain't had no tea. So I'm like, I'm going to try my best. So I gave the best head I could with what I had. I was, and this nigga girthy. He length and girth, man. Couldn't get it down there all the way. I was trying though. Gave him some hair, gave him a nice amount of hair. We need to rematch me and you. But it's about his bands. We gave him some hair, boom. I think he was wanted to do missionary. He seems to like missionary. So I think he was having to take off something. I don't remember, shirt or pants. But I think it was a shirt. So I'm like laying on the log, rubbing my clit. And then he start eating me out. Yes. Yes, yes. So then he's just like, oh my God, you're so wet. So from there, it was just like, I gotta put it in. We fucking, it was great. And before I got here, I discovered that I love big dicks. Size matters to me. Yeah. And I'm a big girl. They can't take dick, but I love big dicks. I love trying to take them. I just love the challenge. And, yeah. So, I was having a merry time. We did back shots. Then we did the lazy doggy style because I wound up laying on the, falling, but kind of was laying flat on the log at one point. I rolled him a little bit. Yes, because that was a good time too. Because I'm riding him and then there's music in the background playing. So I'm like not on the beat of the music. I'm just, you know, riding him. But then I start grinding and just like slow winding and then riding again and slow winding. That was a good time. I enjoyed that part. I don't know if he did, but I did. I gave him head again. He came twice the first time. But the shit was still hard. So I didn't know. I was like, are we wrapping this up? And I was like, are we doing another round? He's like, we doing another round. Then the second one was kind of hard to get out. And I don't know if it's due to the wind. It's like going on. The dick is big. So again, it is hurting. Like, I start getting a little bit, not dry, but I wasn't as wet as I was before. Like, it's like, and I ain't been drinking a lot of water in like last past 2 weeks. I don't know. So I think you done drained me of the juice that I got at this point. I was dry. Everything is just dry. Coochie wasn't dry. It's just not as wet. But we wound up finishing missionary and he came again. And then after he was done coming, he peed like immediately after. It's like, yeah. It was a good time. Now we're leaving and I'm like, I never had full blown sex outside. Now I like to fuck outside, so don't get me wrong, that's my shit. That's what I told him. This is my shit. But I never had a full blown session. It's usually a quickie. Like, we was fucking for at least probably like 45 minutes. We was fucking. Like, I looked at the time, it was like we was leaving, and we was there an hour. So like I said, we smoked a little bit, but we were fucking. Like, and the fact that we went rounds, I consider a round when a man nuts. So that was 2 rounds, baby. Oh, Jesus. I was like, whew. We walked to our cars, you know, and we leave. Which brings me to another thing I discovered about myself. I was like, goodness, I just keep discovering shit about myself. Size matters to me. But the chemistry and connection between a person matters to me as well. With my emotional Aries ass. Which I think I'm going to do a whole episode on signs and like my experience interaction and what I get from different signs. Because I ain't going to tell y'all how. I cried. I cried when I got to my car. And on my way home, I'm crying listening to tape. But that's, I don't even want to get into that. Because lo and behold, I still miss Mr. Delaware. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I got the connection piece from Mr. Teddy Bear, which was cool, you know? Like, I like how he is. Like, the Karen part, like, I really like that. Like, the passionate, kissing, want to cuddle, all that stuff is me. Like, because I'm just, like, an attachment. Like, I'm a teddy bear. The fuck? A female version. So, that is me. But there was other things missing that I'm like, I couldn't. I mean, we could be friends. And then, man, me and Mr. Tall Link and the sex, the dick. Oh, child, that dick is big. I got it on my throat maybe like twice for a millisecond. Woo, that dick is big. But the connection piece isn't there. Like, he's too, like, cold is the word I'm going to use for them for the sake of time for me. So it's just like, I'm driving home thinking about, damn, Mr. Delaware, which I wanted to text him so bad because his ass texts me all random on some bullshit. And he's always on bullshit. And it's just like, I don't know, my mind went back there. And the simple fact that, like, my soulmate was always being chosen off of, chosen, my sexual soulmate, not soulmate, sorry, y'all. I literally meant sexual. Soulmate, I always chose him over any fucking body. Like, anybody, hands down. For a good 7 years, he got picked before anybody. But once I met Mr. Delaware, I'm like, my sexual soulmate, who? My sexual soulmate, what? I would choose Mr. Delaware over my sexual soulmate any day. Like, that man's ruined my fucking life. That Leo, which I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about him. But nonetheless, you know, I busted that, so I'm happy. I'm high. I just was crying. And I be like driving, and not like a boohoo cry, but just tears falling. I can't even tell you why. Well, I just told y'all why. But it just was like, I don't understand it. What the fuck you crying for, bitch? Oh, Lord. And it's crazy because the whole weekend, I'm just, even up to, you know, Mr. Tall, even being with him. I don't know if men do it, but I know as a woman, I do it. And I do it. I'm a hell of a lot. I'm so happy motherfuckers can't read your thoughts. I be thinking of other men. Like, I just wish I was here with such and such. Like, the whole party time, I just wish I was with Mr. South. Because that's my motherfucking dog. Like, then when I'm fucking, when we was fucking, we was fucking. But after, as soon as we got done fucking, me and Mr. Tall, it was giving like, damn, I just wish this was Mr. Delaware. Because of that, like, emotional piece that I like from sex, I get from him. Like, we're going to cuddle. We're going to lay up. We're going to give each other positive affirmations, accolades. Like, we're just going to do those things. Because we're both emotional motherfucking creatures. And it's like we crawl into each other's skin during sex and after. Like Jill said, you're so deep in me, I'm breathing for you. Like, that's how the sex be with Mr. Delaware. And that's, I ain't gonna go there. But nonetheless, I had a great weekend. I definitely had a good time. But I just keep discovering more about me. Like, I know me very well, but just these last couple of years, especially this last year, being as though I took a break from work and just spending time with myself, I just really see, like, who I am. And it's easy for me to pick up on things that are for me, that aren't for me, or people that are for me, that aren't for me, or that I should be around and things like that. So I'm just keeping up, working on me and finding me somebody that, that can give me that whole package. If it ain't Mr. Delaware, because Lord Jesus, that man stresses me out. But thank you for tuning in to Golden Tongue Podcast. This joint is about to cut off. So, you know, until next time, I'll see y'all.